Hi, so I'm going to switch things up a little bit. We've been hearing a lot from epidemiologists, and I'm actually a program manager with training in epidemiology, so the talk is going to be a little bit different. And I'm here to talk to you about FoodCorps, which is a program that improves foodborne disease capacity at state and local health departments. I have no disclosures to report. Since this information might be new to some people in the room, I just wanted to start with a really quick overview of foodborne disease in the United States. And here on the screen, you can see the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths that result from foodborne illness every year. This is a widespread problem, and it's also expensive, costing over an estimated $15 billion every year, and that is the most conservative estimate that there is. The majority of foodborne outbreaks happen within a single city, county, or state, so much of the burden for surveillance, investigation, and response falls on state and local health departments. There are approximately 1,000 outbreaks reported into the National Outbreak Reporting System every year. And these outbreak investigations are key to reducing the burden of foodborne disease by controlling outbreaks quickly so that additional illnesses are prevented. And these investigations are also an opportunity to identify gaps in food safety systems and to identify food vehicles and factors that led to the outbreak. And that information can be used to prevent similar outbreaks from happening in the future. The increasingly global and industrialized food production system means there are new and emerging pathogens, new and different food vehicles, and new routes of contamination. Additionally, there's improved surveillance and new laboratory methods, which means there's an increasing number of outbreaks detected and investigated. This is happening at the same time that resources are decreasing, which negatively impacts the ability of public health organizations to identify, respond to, and control outbreaks. And this reduction in resources is most strongly felt at the local and state level. To have a complete foodborne disease program, there needs to be sufficient capacity in epidemiology, laboratory, and environmental health. To address these challenges and gaps, CDC started an innovative program called FoodCorps, which aims to provide targeted resources to state and local health departments for outbreak response. And FoodCorps stands for Foodborne Disease Centers for Outbreak Response Enhancement. There are 10 FoodCorps centers across the United States, and they cover approximately 18% of the U.S. population. Collaboration is one of the key components of the FoodCorps program. Centers collaborate with each other and within their center to share tools, advice, and expertise. This collaboration allows centers to test innovative methods, share successful strategies, and to identify and document model practices. FoodCorps improves foodborne disease investigation and response by building capacity in laboratory epidemiology and environmental health across the FoodCorps centers to improve their ability to detect more outbreaks, conduct more thorough investigations, and control outbreaks faster, which prevents more people from getting sick. By leveraging this capacity, centers are able to conduct better, faster, and more complete outbreak investigations. Laboratory surveillance activities include isolate and specimen submission to the public health laboratory, complete and timely subtyping, like serotyping or pulse field gel electrophoresis, which is PFGE, and communication of lab findings to their investigation partners. Epidemiologic activities include cluster detection and data review quickly so that interviews can happen in a standard way so that information is collected, to inform traceback information and identify food vehicles. Environmental health activities include conducting environmental health assessments as part of a multidisciplinary team so that the information from the lab and EPI can be used to inform the assessment. They also need to collect sufficient data to participate in traceback investigations and provide training to local specialists to standardize health investigations. To demonstrate the impact of FoodCorps' targeted resources, centers report performance measures twice a year. The centers use these measures to document their successes and identify gaps in their system. At CDC, we use these measures to evaluate the implementation of the FoodCorps program and to advocate for additional support. A complete list of all the metrics collected by the FoodCorps Center, as well as documentation on the intent and rationale behind every single metric, is available on our website. I just want to highlight a couple of the metrics that we collect to show how FoodCorps has improved the systems across the last couple of years. From year baseline through year three, the average proportion of Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria isolates but the PFGE results has increased to nearly 100%, and that's the orange line on top. And at the same time, the number of days to complete this PFGE has decreased by 50%. So centers are completing more PFGE and doing it faster. The proportion of case patients with attempted interviews has increased every year from baseline through year three. And not only are centers attempting more interviews, but they're doing them faster. From baseline to year three, the median number of days to attempt a listeria interview has fallen from 7 to 1.6 days. Between year two and year three, the average number of norovirus investigations per food court center has stayed relatively constant, but the number of these investigations with a suspect or confirmed vehicle has increased from 45% to 70%. Food court centers use their resources to determine what works best and share their lessons learned with others. Building on their strong surveillance and response programs, food court centers work together to develop model practices for outbreak response. They do this so that others can learn from their experience and replicate what works best. There's a lot of variability between the states that are part of food court, so practices that work well across all of them are likely to work in other jurisdictions as well. So far, the food court centers have completed 3 model practices: initial case interviewing, laboratory practices, and student interview teams, and more are being drafted. The most recently completed model practice talks about student interview teams. Student interview teams are beneficial to both health departments and the students that they employ. Health department staff are able to focus more of their time on other tasks, and the students gain valuable field experience. Student teams have been helpful in many different forms across the food court centers, even though these states vary in their size, structure, and burden. So this would be, we decided this would be a good model practice because many states can learn from the different structures that the food court centers have used. Even though some areas across the country have been using student teams for many years, there's little published literature on the benefits of student teams, so the model practice was our way of kind of filling that gap by getting something out quickly. The food court model practice describes how a team is beneficial to a health department, as well as gives guidance on establishing, training, maintaining, and evaluating a student team. To help health departments get started, the model practice has a checklist for establishing a team, as well as information on the student teams at each of the food court centers and contact information to reach out to centers for one-on-one assistance. And I want to just give a quick overview because it's better to get into the documents and read them yourself. So here are the resources to find our information on our website on success stories, model practices, and our metrics. And I want to thank the food court centers and all of our partners for making this a successful program. And then there's lots of time for questions.
So are there any questions for Elizabeth? Yes.
There is one local health department, New York City, so they kind of
follow. New York City really is a state.
The program's probably not going to expand, but the reason, and it started before I was part of CDC, but I believe the reason states are part of it is because it's funded through the epidemiology and laboratory capacity, and so very few county health departments are part of that.
Any other questions for Elizabeth? Any questions for any of our other speakers? Yes. So the question is, where's the lab testing done for the food court sites?
It's done at the state. So the funding goes through the health department, and they distribute it to their environmental health partners and their laboratory partners. So it's building up their laboratory capacity to do the testing there.
Any questions on anything that we talked about?